Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Dear listeners, we have reached the 27th verse of chapter Nur. Let's listen to the verse.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تدخلوا بيوتا غير بيوتكم حتى تستأنسوا وتسلموا على أهلها ذلكم خير لكم لعلكم تذكرون.
O you who have believed, do not enter houses other than your own houses until you ascertain welcome and greet their inhabitants. That is best for you. Perhaps you will be reminded.
Dear listeners, there is one word used in this verse, and it is حَتَّى تَسْتَأْنِسُ, until you have asked for permission. The Arabic word istinas means to ask for permission and to declare one's entrance or coming in. And according to some Islamic narrations, entrance to a place can be stated by saying Allah's name or by footfall or by greeting and calling hello and the like. Regarding this verse, we can have a look at one of the traditions. Someone asked the Prophet ﷺ whether he had to ask permission for entering his mother's house. And the Prophet ﷺ said, yes. That man answered, except her, no one lives in the house. And except me, no servant she has. The Prophet ﷺ said, do you like to see your mother nude? And the man said, no. Then the Prophet ﷺ said, so ask for permission. There is another narration in which the Prophet ﷺ prohibited men from entering the houses in which women's guardians are not present. In narrations, we read that we must ask for permission even for 3 times so that those people in the house may have time enough for getting ready. Of course, permission is asked only for entering others' house, but man can enter his house without prior notice. For saving a person who is sinking in the water, the oppressed, and the one who is trapped in the fire, no permission is needed. Of course, these things are excluded. But for the ones who is entering another's house, permission is absolutely necessary. Whenever the Prophet ﷺ wanted to enter a house, he did not stand in front of its door for asking permission, but he stood either on the left or right side so that his blessed look might not fall inside the house. In another authentic narration, we read that when the Prophet ﷺ wanted to enter the house of his daughter, Fatima alayha salam, he put his hand on the door and then pushed it aside a little. Then he said, peace be upon you. And Lady Fatima answered her father. And then the Prophet said, may I enter? And it was answered, yes, O the Messenger of Allah. And the Prophet said, may my companion enter the house too? And then she said, I have no veil on my head. When she veiled herself in an Islamic way, the Prophet ﷺ made the salutation again, and Fatima answered, again, he, sallallahu, asked permission for himself, and after her agreement, he asked permission for his companion, which was with him. And this tradition shows how exactly the noble Prophet, sallallahu, who was a paragon for the Muslim community, observed these matters.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
Brothers and sisters, even in some narrations, we read that three times we must ask for permission. The first time for hearing the voice of the person who asked for permission. The second one is for getting ready, and the third one lets the household to issue permission or not. Even some say that some time must be passed between each time of getting permission, so that if the landlord has not worn a proper clothing, or he is in a state that he does not like anyone to see, or sometimes the room or the house is messed up, or there are some other secrets in the house that must not be discovered and uncovered, he may have some time for getting ready. And if he does not give permission, we must leave him without getting upset. So, in this holy verse, some of the properties and social orders of Islam that have a very close relation with the issue of saving common morals are stated. And that is how to enter people's homes and how to ask permission for entrance. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets of this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me.